So there are two questions for question number 8 of the chapter 3. And the first question is, thank you for the precious teachings. The following long question is related to rejoicing in our practice. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the lack of anything fixed and solid. In good times, it manifests as openness and vast potential. In other times, it's indecisiveness and getting lost in the different possibilities, or rigid closeness and fixation, trying to force some order to the appearing chaos. As we continue to practice, there seems to be less and less room for self-centeredness. And as beginners, this development can appear to us as obstacles on our path. Joy and encouragement help us to keep us steady practice despite obstacles. But during the times when we are challenged, looking for joy and encouragement tends to make us cling more to self, which is threatened by the practice. In this context, could you please say something about finding balance between rejoicing and clinging to self and duality? First, I must confess that I may not completely understand this question. But I'll try to say something. I think it is there is some confusion. I think there is some confusion. Well, everything is changing, and everything is impermanent, and that's a fact. And it's extremely important to completely and clearly accept this fact. The reason why we become overwhelmed by this understanding or lack of anything fixed and solid is because we are not accepting it. We are not understanding it. That's why we are overwhelmed. That's why we feel it should not be like that. So therefore, this is, you know, a little bit a lack of understanding of the nature of the phenomena. So once we are, you know, we really deeply understand and accept this, and it is not easy. It's absolutely not easy to understand this and accept this, especially accept this, because we have something in, you know, in our kind of back of mind that it should not be. It should be always the same. The things should not, be impermanent. Everything should be. There should be some kind of solidity and fixedness and things like that. So when we really kind of start to accept this, then I think we have less. Nothing can really overwhelm us. That's the kind of the main main result or the main understanding, the main kind of the most important attitude or the experience comes out of that, is that there's nothing which can overwhelm me, there's nothing which can shock me. So when that understanding happens, then there's a kind of a natural relaxness within ourselves. There's a natural kind of knowing that whatever may happen, will happen, you know, that I cannot do anything about it. So therefore, it's okay. The more that happens, the more I am able to accept things, the more I am able to be relaxed in whatever situation, and I'm not kind of becoming totally, overwhelmed and too much tense and too much kind of clinging to things, you know, and that makes the peace of mind. The peace of mind comes from knowing that whatever happens has to happen, so therefore, you know, there's no need and no use to worry too much, no need and no use to be too anxious. Mm-hmm. I just, whatever has to happen has to happen. I'll do my best. So that brings a certain kind of the joy. The joy is coming from there. The joy is coming from that realization of knowing that, you know, things do change, and change in this way or that way or whatever, but do change. So therefore, and I can only do what I can, but there's nothing more I can do, and nobody can exactly say how things happen. So therefore, whatever happens, it has to be okay. Because even if it's not okay, there's nothing I can do about it. So it has to be okay. When that deep understanding happens, then I think you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more, you know, peaceful. And therefore, you know, the peaceful brings the joy. So therefore, I think there is to try to understand this and try to go deeply into this is what makes the balance, what makes the, there's no two things that, you know, you have to sometimes have to be joyful, sometimes have to be, clinging to the self, sometimes this and sometimes that. It's not like that. It's there's just one thing. Because the fact is the fact. The reality is the reality. And so therefore, you know, this kind of joy we are talking about is not something that we try to create the joy. That joy is the joy coming from the peace of our mind, from, you know, kind of learning how to let be. And in whatever situation, I'm okay. It's okay. And when I feel that in whatever situation I'm okay, it's okay, there's nothing else I can do about it. So it, I accept it, I understand it, I kind of let be, then there's relaxedness, peace and joy. I'm not sure whether I exactly answered your question or not, but it is something a little bit I feel this is the kind of the misal, this is the confusion. So if there is something more, or if you think that this if your question is not answered, then please ask me in another way, so that maybe we can discuss this. And the next question or another question is, thank you for this Rinpoche. It is indeed very inspiring. it makes me wish very strongly that I could hold the Bodhisattva vow in the front of my mind all the time, so that it informs all my thoughts and actions. Is it a question of remembering to do this, as in being mindful, so that when I notice that it is no longer in my mind and I have become distracted, I just need to remember again? I think it's not too much like that you have to remember things all the time. I don't think it is like that. It's mainly the general attitude, you know, the general attitude. That's the most important thing. But of course, then when you are acting or when you are reacting to something, and then you find that you are reacting in a very negative way, then of course you try to remember this and then change it. You know what is the right way and what is the wrong way. But it is not something that you have to be always 100%, you know, remember something. I think that will be too much. That is too intense. So you don't, I think we don't need to be so intense that we don't forget one moment. Then it will be too difficult. But the you know, general way of seeing things, general attitude, general reaction, if we have a very clear understanding of that, then whenever we have to react, it comes naturally. And I think that's what I think is the main understanding, because bodhicitta is an understanding way of knowing that this is the right way to react. This is the right way to of attitude, and you know, this is how I. You know, this is the best thing I. This is the way I want to do things, and the best thing for me and others. I think that's what I think. So anyway, so these are the two questions only. Thank you very much.